Thanks, Charles. Good morning, Aaron. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm doing great. How are you doing, Miguel?
I'm doing great. I can't believe it's Wednesday already, though.
Oh, yeah. It's flying by.
It sure is. Absolutely. So it sounds like you and Tara were talking about the first page listing that we're filling today on Google. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. So what I'll do is I'll walk you through how everything works, answer any questions you have, get pricing for you. And then if the plan makes sense for you and it makes sense for us, we'll move forward and get you set up on that listing today. Fair enough, Aaron?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, awesome. Now, before I get going, do you have any questions so far aside from pricing?
Yeah. So, like, I just started out this business, and I'm working with this company called Taylor Brand. They helped me do my website and everything like that. So if I, you know, get onto Google but my website's not ready, how will I, like, is there, like, a time limit where I can say, well, let me have it inactive for, like, 2 days until I get the site up and running properly, or do I... would I have to go on Google with, like, a half-created site?
So being that you've got a site in the works, that's perfectly fine. So we'll have time for you to get your website finished while we're doing all of our other programming. And you think it's pretty close on the horizon that'll be done.
Do you think it'll be done?
Oh, do you think the completion is near?
Yeah, I believe by Friday, I think.
Oh, no problem. That's no problem. So,
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. That's all right. Now, did you already pay somebody to build a website for you, Aaron?
Yes, ma'am. We're kind of working through that with a different company.
Okay, no problem, no problem. Just wanted to double check on that. Quite often we can build websites for our partners and we don't charge for it. So I was just thinking if you hadn't paid somebody yet, we could actually save you a little bit of money there. But if you've already got it in the works, that's great too, okay?
Okay, well, it may be like if I haven't had that one set up yet, maybe I could go with you guys. Even already paid for it, they got other services that I went with as well, so... it'd be okay if I lost out on that, you know, to have someone from Google do an advertisement or, you know, do my website for me. That'd be
right.
Great.
Okay, awesome. Can I ask, who is it that you're working with, Aaron?
Who is, it's just me, but I'm powered through Angie.
Oh, I meant, on your website. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. Taylor Brands.
Okay, Taylor Brands. Oh, that's one I haven't heard of. Okay, awesome.
Yeah, it's something that my wife signed up for. She's, like, the one that does all of the, well, you know, trying to get, like, the internet site and everything up like that. She's the one that handles that. But
sure.
I can take care of it. She's a willing list.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that you were using Angie's service. How's it working out for you so far?
It's not too bad, actually. I've made a couple of dollars off Angie, and it's not too bad.
Good. That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, and if you're doing well there, you're going to do great on Google. So one of the first things that we'll actually do, Aaron, is I'll close off the Charleston area, and we close that for a 50-mile radius around your home base. So what that means is in that 50-mile radius, we'll never be working with or promoting any of your competitors for the first page. So that's very strict Google rules that we follow. We can only work with one company per 50-mile radius. So then what we do is we do all the programming necessary so that Google can display you on the first page right in that map section anytime someone is searching for your services. So handyman services, we can kind of break that out into all of the different things that you do, if it's TV mounts or if it's remodels, all of those different services that you can offer, we can pull all of those out and use them as keywords so that you're found for those when people are searching. And you'll pop up right in the map, which is where most people start and stop these days, right? Nobody looks past the map anymore. I'm guilty. I'm even guilty of it. And then they just click and call you directly. So we don't filter or screen those calls. They're, of course, not going to your competitors. And you don't have to chase after people. They're literally calling you in the moment that they need you. Click leads and calls are unlimited. We don't charge for them. So it doesn't matter if you bring in 20 new clients or 50 new clients. Your pricing never changes. Is it all making sense so far as far as how it works sort of?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, super. Now, one of the other things, when I was looking at what you had for online presence, I didn't find a Google Business profile yet. Is that something that you've got in the works by chance?
Oh, no, I have not started a Google Business profile yet.
Okay, no problem. We'll get that started for you. I'm sure you know what the GDP is. I'm sure you've seen them. If you clicked on Ace Hardware, a box will come up with their company name, logo, click to call. You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. I thought so. So we'll get that set up for you. We don't charge for that. And, of course, Google doesn't charge for the listing. So no worries there. And then are you using any social media, Aaron?
No, not at this moment. Just like very, very pressy news. It's like last week, just got the license stuff. So I haven't really got into the promotions or websites or anything like that.
Gotcha. Okay. Wow. So just last week. Congratulations.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
That's awesome. Tara made a note. It sounded like you'd gotten tired of working for other people. You wanted to make some of your own money and keep the profits.
Yes, ma'am.
Good for you. That's a good move. And I love the name of your company, too, by the way. That's perfect. I've never seen anything like it, and I absolutely love it. So, Aaron, you're welcome. So, now, like I mentioned, clicks, leads, and calls are unlimited. We can definitely, if you'd like us to, we can build a website for you. I was checking with our tech. We do have openings over there, so that's okay. And it'll be a full-blown regular website on a .com domain name that works for you. And we'll program it so that it's Google compliant and optimized. That's going to help your visibility a lot too and help get your name out there. Now for that local map programming, I want to get you off of retail here and I want to play around a minute to see what's going to get us a good price for you. So just to give you an idea, normal retail for Charleston is $399 a month, but your new in business discount, let me see, is going to get you down to $199. Is that right? It is. Okay, it took $200 off your monthly. That was a good score. Good code I found. And then it brings your setup fee from $299 down to $99. So it knocked $200 off there too. So the $99 then is a one-time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. It partially covers the programming that we need to do. And then it is just that flat $199. Never anything more. We don't charge for clicks, leads, calls. There are no surcharges or even taxes added on. So you'll never see an invoice from us over $199. And you're actually locked in at that rate with your discounts. So even 5 years from now, when you're going nuts, you've got 10 guys and 10 crews out there running around doing work for you and you're collecting the money, you'll still be locked in at that $199. And we also don't lock you into a contract. Honestly, we just don't believe in it. We believe that if we're doing our job, which we intend to do our job, then there's no need for us to get married, right? We don't have to ink it if we're doing our job. I hope that's okay with you.
Yeah, it definitely makes sense.
Okay. All right. Perfect. All right. So now something else that we'll do too is we'll get you out to all other destinations. So we'll, for example, Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, and we'll write the content for you on Bing also. And if you'll have us do your website, we do write all of the content for that as well, and we'll make sure that it's keyworded properly to give you the best exposure out there. So, and Aaron, you know, definitely you make a great fit for this listing. You've got your business up and running and established. You're eager for more business and able to take it on. Tara had noted that you have some folks that you can call in when you need help. So that's awesome, because this is definitely going to get your phone ringing. And this sounds like something that's really going to help you catapult your business too, get it growing right off the bat, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, let's go ahead and get you set up then. And I'm going to close that listing down. I love that you're coming in under the handyman category, because what it's going to mean is, do you do remodels by chance?
No, not necessarily remodels. What I really do specify in is like crawl space work, encapsulations, dehumidifier replacements and repairs, structural under the home. Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Joist system, mold.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm going to need to catch all of that. I'll have to ask you to go back through. 1 second, though. I want to close your listing. There we go. Okay, I got it. So nobody else is going to get a hold of it. So back up here to services. I'm going to say handyman first. And then I caught mold remediation.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And
crawl space.
Okay. All right, got it. And then did you say insulation too?
Yes, insulation.
Perfect. Okay. And go ahead. What other services have you got, Aaron?
Crawl space encapsulations.
Encapsulations. Got it. Okay.
Dehumidifier installing and repairs.
I'm going to list that as two separate things. Dehumidifier install, and then I'm going to say dehumidifier repair too, so that they're listed as two different keywords. Okay. Anything else?
Yes, I do drainage systems, sump pump installments.
Wow, you do a lot of different things. Okay, I'm ready. Ready for more.
Yes. I do rodent prevention.
What was that one?
Rodent.
Oh, rodent. Okay, rodent prevention and what was?
Removal.
Uh-huh. Okay. Anything else?
Yes, ma'am. I do, structural work. It'll be like joist repairs, subfloor laminations.
Okay, got it. That's good, Aaron. It's hard to find somebody that can do joist repair. It really is. That's not everybody's able to do that. That's awesome.
Right, yes, okay.
I've got some subfloor laminations. I'm ready for more if you've got them.
Let me see. Well, then after that, outside of the crawl space, it's just the regular, like, I do landscaping. I do hauling of debris and trash. Water cleaning. Roof blowing. Oh, and I also do property preservation.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Awesome.
So I do
perfect.
Lockout, winterization, trash out, and I also can run like an eviction crew.
Oh, wow. That's got to be a tough job.
Yeah, it's rough, but
needs doing. Somebody's got to do it, though. All right, so Aaron, I'm going to gather some more info from you. Your first name, A-A-R-O-N, did I get that right?
No, ma'am, it's E-A-R-O-N.
Well, I'm glad I asked. E-A-R-O-N. I love it. Nice, unique spelling. And what's your last name, Aaron?
Holmes, H-O-L-M-E-S.
And what's your email address, please?
H-O-L-M-E-S-E-A-R-O-N, the number 0, at gmail.com.
Way to keep it simple, for sure. All right, and then for phone number, I've got 843-830-3607.
Yes, ma'am, that'd be a good contact, but that'd be only for, like, today. I'm about to switch everything over to, like, another number for the...
Okay, no problem. So, do you have that number, the new number for the business already?
No, not just yet. I have plans to take care of all of that today.
Okay, no problem. We'll get that later. And then, Aaron, on the credit card that you're going to be using today, did your middle initial appear, or is it just first and last?
I believe it's just first and last, but that's a quick question I need to ask you while I got you. I have to go transfer the money into a different account. So what's the, like, full payment of that today that I'm going to need?
You bet. So it'll be $199 for your first month, and then the one-time $99 setup. So it'll be $298 today.
$298 today? Good deal. Mm-hmm. So I need to go switch that over. Definitely going to do this plan. Is there any way I can give you guys a call as soon as I do this?
Well, so let's figure this out. So unfortunately, in being such a busy area, we've been calling the area looking for that one company that was qualified for the listing. So when Tara sent you over to me, they actually, we pause those calls. Unfortunately, when we disconnect, if I don't get you set up, they'll actually resume calling looking for another company. And I don't want to do that to you. Do you need to do a transfer? Can you do the transfer online?
No, actually I have to go put money inside this account.
Gotcha. Okay.
Can I pay like the $99 first and then come back and pay the $199? I mean, it's not like, it'll probably take me like 20 minutes.
Gotcha. You bet. You know what we can do? Let me do this. I'm going to go hop into our billing here. If you're okay with it, what I'll do is I'll get your credit card information, get it in the system. I don't need to charge anything to it. But if I can show my regional VP that, yes, he intends to do this, Aaron is going to do it, he said so, then I can hold the listing for you long enough for you to get to the bank. Does that work for you?
Yes, ma'am. That'd be great.
Okay. All right. And then on that card, does your company name appear?
Oh, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
Okay. No problem. And then, whoops, oh, my silly, something's up with my stuff this morning. Aaron, what is your physical address, please? The address that would be attached to that credit card billing.
Oh, 8318.
I'm sorry, one more time.
8318.
Okay.
W-I-L-L. T-O-W-N.
Willtown? Okay. Road, that was. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Charleston.
No, that's Hollywood.
Oh, let me change that. Okay. And that's South Carolina. All right. And yes. What's your zip there?
29449.
Perfect. And is this going to be Master, Visa, MX, or Discover?
Visa.
All right, Aaron. I'm ready for those digits when you are, hon.
Yes, ma'am. It's 4232. 610.
All right.
6724.
Okay.
0294.
The last two digits, was it 5-4?
9-4.
9-4. Glad I asked. All right. And then the expiration, please.
0825.
8-8-8. That's August 25. Okay. And then that security code, please.
925.
All right. Got it. All right, Aaron. Let me text you my contact information. Or, you know, better, well, either way, I'll text you my contact info anyway, so you've got it in your phone. If you want to just let me know, you can text me back after you've been to the bank, and then I can give you a call back, and or you can call me too, but they keep me on the phones a lot, so it may roll to voicemail. So if you text me back and just let me know you're ready, that might be easier. Then you won't have to wait for me to jump off the line. I'll just free my line and give you a call. Sound good?
Okay, good. Yes, ma'am. And after this and after the payment, yes, ma'am. One question. After this and after the payment goes through, how long before we get the process started of making all of that happen?
That's a good question. So we like to get started right away. First thing we'll do is schedule your onboarding call. That's a call with your tech. We block out an hour for that call. It usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes, but we allow the extra time in case you have questions. And they'll go through quality control first and foremost, make sure I intook all of your information, keywords and everything accurately, make any adjustments they need to make, talk with you about what you want, don't want, what we're going to do next, all of those things. And that's really the call that kicks everything off. So I like to schedule that call as soon after we get you set up as possible. So we could do probably this afternoon, or worst case, we could do tomorrow if your schedule allows.
It'll probably be this afternoon because I want my wife to be here to be able to go through the call with us.
Perfect. Perfect. That'll be wonderful. Yep, we can do that. Absolutely. No, we like to get started right away. We don't waste any time.
Good deal. All right. So I'm going to go handle this real fast, and I'll give you a call as soon as I'm done.
Sounds good. I'll talk to you in a little bit. Thank you, Aaron.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.